Just wanted to ask you about the bike here and talk about the significance of a motorcycle. You're running what, E85, I understand?
Yeah, we're running pure ethanol. It's E85. We're running in both these bikes here. And, I think it's funny. When RFA came to us, I really didn't know much about ethanol. I had just heard things about ethanol and motorcycles that weren't really good. And so until we built the bike and we got it running on ethanol, it wasn't till then that I realized that it's actually a really great product for motorcycles, especially the air-cooled ones that I ride and build, because they runs so much cooler than pump gas. Not only that, it's sustainable. It's made here. It's supporting the farmers. They support retired military. I started to really do my due diligence about it and realize that not only is there nothing bad about it, but every attribute of it is good. Every aspect of it, from the beginning to the end, is really a great process, and it's really great economically. For the areas these plants pop up, they're supporting the local community and the local economy. They're giving farmers more opportunity to sell more corn, even more localized, instead of going further away and selling their corn. So I couldn't find one thing wrong with it. And then we ran it in the bike, and when I first started it up, I was extremely happy with it. The fumes from it almost smells like popcorn. It's a very low imprint from that standpoint, and it runs phenomenal. So it's been a great experience. And then, creatively, we just stylized the bike in the fashion in which we wanted to represent ethanol as being a very high functioning product. And that was the cause for the direction of the creative for the bike we built. I really had zero knowledge of ethanol. Very little, I should say. We did have some experience years ago, but it was lost on me, and it was kind of a new experience. And, Robert White here, I had met him when I built this Buffalo Chip bike. I had met him at the Buffalo Chip, and right out of the gate, we started talking about a prospective, ethanol bike. Well, I think for one of the major things is unquestionably how cool it runs. I mean, the temperature in which it runs is so much lower than fossil fuels, So just from a functioning standpoint, like a practicality standpoint, it really runs well in a motorcycle, especially an air-cooled motorcycle.
A lot of skeptics out there still about ethanol and small engines. Yeah. So what do you tell them?
I say give it a shot. I think it's I think you'd be surprised. I think you'd be surprised how nice it is to run in your bike. You got to remember, a lot of these big events like bike weeks, you're in traffic most of the time. And the biggest problem with these air-cooled motors is after a while, they don't want to run anymore because they get too hot, because there's no liquid cooling them. I've not proved this, but I have to believe this. It's such a lower flash point that you should be able to hang longer than anyone who's running gas in that scenario. So that alone is worth something, So I'm a believer, I don't know that it's, getting a pure ethanol or E85, you have to go to the right places to get it. But if you do want to run it in your area and you have it, it's really simple. You have to bring if you have a carburetor, you have to bring the jets up by 30%, which is just larger jetting, which really any shop can do it or you could do it yourself. And you have to advance the timing by like 30% as well. And that's all it takes. There's nothing else. It doesn't eat anything inside the carburetor like people say it does. You do want to run it, though. You don't want it sitting too long, but you don't want gas sitting too long in a carburetor either. So, you just have to manage that situation. But like I said, overall, I'm impressed.
Does it run just on E85?
Just E85. Okay. If you wanted to run pump gas with the 10% ethanol in it, you'd have to bring the jets back and then retard the timing. So that's really it.